Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's basketball championship finals, the NHL hockey conference finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a 2022 team preview for the Utah Utes. So if you enjoyed this video, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips for our shows on Instagram at 100 Yards Football, and of course, our podcast. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Stitcher, anywhere listen to podcasts, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network for all their hard work and determination for getting us out there, giving us another platform to spread our amazing football knowledge. We're almost close to 1,000 episodes now. We're at around 980 some odd right now. So we are getting in, closing on that 1,000, over 1,000 plus on Facebook and on YouTube. So go over there, check us out. I'm sure we've covered your team, your player, your coaches. But if not, please drop a comment. We will definitely get to them on a future episode. So let's get into it. The Utah Utes 2022 team preview. Well, back in 2021, right, they had a pretty solid season. Finished 12th overall in the rankings, 10-4 record, 8-1 in the Pac-12. Won the Pac-12 championship. They were the, like I said, Pac-12 champions, won the South Division as well. They beat Oregon 38-10. But unfortunately, they lost a heartbreaker in the Rose Bowl against the Ohio State 48-45. So a pretty solid season overall for Coach Kyle Whittingham, one of the longest tenured coaches in college football. He's been there since 2004. So it's been quite a while with his leadership, with his amazing ability. But let's talk more about the team surrounding him this upcoming season. Now, you are going to lose Devin Lloyd. Like I said, former first-round pick, went to the Jacksonville Jaguars, the linebacker. He is gone, along with a few other players. But looking at this team, let's start with the offense, right? You got to look at the quarterback with Cameron Rising. He lost the battle last year in training camp, Charlie Brewer, but like all good things, it comes back around. Rising got the job, finished the year with 2,493 yards, 20 touchdowns, and only 5 interceptions with a 68% completion percentage. Pretty solid all in all, hoping to repeat that this upcoming season. And he's got some help too. He's bringing back 5 of their top 6 pass catchers from 2021. You're coming back with Brant Kithe, who had 50 catches for 611 yards, 6 scores. Dalton Kincaid, 36 catches, 510 yards, 8 scores. And both those guys were thinking about going to the draft, but they decided to come back for one more season to do it for Utah. But we're going to see what they can do. They lost Britton Covey. He is now gone. Devon Vele, he is now going to be probably the number one selection for this offense for the wide receiver one. It shows some good flashes last year. You have also guys like Jalen Dixon, Solomon Enos also going into the mix, figuring out what you're going to do there. Money Parks, great name, had a good spring practice and could be that answer in the slot. We'll see what he can do. And then going to the running back, right? You're looking at a situation to where it's a little bit crowded, right? What are you going to do with this upcoming season with Tavion Thomas, how they're going to do with him. He finished 1,108 yards, 21 touchdowns, and then also is coming back for one more season with Utah. You have Micah Bernard right behind him, another veteran. You have a freshman 4-star Jalen Glover is in line for the next man up mentality. Really good career at Florida in high school. Now he's going to try and figure out how he's going to do it at Utah. And the O-line, right, it was a major strength in 21, and there's going to be some shuffling, right? Nick Ford and Olisney are both gone in the NFL. But the real question is, what is Coach Whittingham going to do with Jaron Kump? Missed most of last season with a knee injury, so he's coming off of that. And like I said, he could move around, could do some shifting in that O-line. It remains to be seen. Braden Daniels is going to be a safe bet probably at left tackle. But we're still trying to figure out who is going to take over for Daniels at the right tackle position. You can maybe put Kump in there, but I'm not too sure, which means you got the center wide open for Paul Mayle, who's started a handful of games for their last season. So they're going to have to do a little bit of shuffling around, but nothing too insane, I don't think, for the O-line. I wouldn't worry too much about that. As for the defense, we're going to flip it there. Like I mentioned, you lost Devin Lloyd. Also, you lost Nephi Sewell. Those two gentlemen are both gone at the linebacking core for 2022. In comes Colton Swan. The linebacking coach has a good bit of options, but you have three guys who are standing out among the rest. Muhammad Dabati missed all the spring practice with a shoulder injury. He should be good to go for fall camp, getting ready to go. Karen Reed, a top commodity, played in 10 games this past season, 21, six starts. Also, you have freshman Lander Barton. He has the chops, I think, to make that immediate impact, looking good off the bat. But then the back end, though, it's going to be interesting to see how they can do. Pac-12 quarterback Travis Broughton missed most of last year as well with a shoulder injury, but he is back, ready to pair with Clark Phillips III. Along, we have a guy like Malone Metele. I think the depth on the outside is what brought Broughton and Phillips. That was an issue last year, but I think now we're heading into 2022. I think they'll be fine there. Like I mentioned, Cole Bishop last year, great safety at Utah, I think. He has potential to really kick things into high gear in 22. And then you have RJ Herbert. He had some injuries, unfortunately, the last two seasons. He's ready to come back. So I think that debt is really going to help out for Utah. And also you have two-time FCS All-American Clay Isabel, who's coming over from Illinois State, going to help for that safety position. So I think that this is really helping out the defense. Even though you lost some guys, you have a lot of depth in that position. I think for the D-line, Van Fillinger is going to be an anchor on the one of those ends. You also have Stanford transfer Gabe Reed likely going to be at the other spot. And then you also have junior Tafua, who emerged late in the year last year, earning Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year honors. So looking good there. So let's look at the schedule for Utah, who they got this upcoming 2022 season. Kicking off the year with Florida, then they got Southern Utah, San Diego State, Arizona State, Oregon State, a lot of states here, UCLA, USC, Washington State, Arizona, Stanford, Oregon, and Colorado. So looking at this season, like I said, they did very well last year for themselves. Top, they finished 12th. They won their Pac-12, almost got the Rose Bowl win, just all so close. But I expect them to pretty much be in the exact spot they were last year, vying again for Pac-12 title. Because, like I said, they've lost some guys, but they still have a good chunk of that team left. It remains for me to be seen how they're going to do in 2023 when we do that team preview, how well they're going to look then, losing even more gentlemen on their roster, both on offense and on defense. They got a little bit lucky this past year. Some guys decided to come back for the team. But I think overall Utah definitely going to be in that Pac-12 championship game. Once again, it would not surprise me one more time. But it could, you never know. It could surprise me. They could fall off the wagon. They could be even better. They could be a top 5 team and not just top 10. We'll see. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. But please, if you're a Utah Utes fan, please leave a comment. Tell me how your team will do this upcoming season. Who's going to be your MVP? Who's someone to look out for? Did I miss somebody? We would love to hear it in the comments. Like I said, we go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We have clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. Check out our LinkedIn page also for brand new ways to check out our podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, anywhere you can listen to podcasts, you can download our available episodes. Like I said, close to 1,000 each and every single day. We've got episodes coming out with 15 to 20 per week, pretty much. I mean, you're guaranteed at least one, probably more, 2 to 3 per day at this point. So please go over there, leave us a review. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss an episode of 100th Football. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. on the Believe Podcast Network.